Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to the Dungeon of Doom. I am Kyle Meinke, Lions beat writer for MLive, joined as always by Ben Raven. Ben, 31-26 victory for the Lions here today at Ford Field against the Chicago Bears. Second straight week, pretty wild finish. And this game was very different than the last one, going from a track meet in LA to kind of a defensive like performance here late. And then, of course, Jared Goff prevailing in the end.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, all right, who's going to make the final crucial mistake and who's going to pay for it? But yeah, just I've messed up on the final score for this game so many times. Like I had to reshoot my video like five times because I kept saying the wrong score. I mean, this was a 26-24 game with 4 minutes and 15 seconds left, 17 points in 4 minutes and 15 seconds. Defense and the offense come alive, and Goff, after his like shakiest start in 2 years, it feels like, steadies the ship and leads two beautiful touchdown scoring drives to put this to steal this win from the Bears.
Yeah, Jared Goff's passer rating was 68.3, yeah. His worst game since, can you guess?
I'm gonna say like late second half 2021.
It was the shutout loss against New England.
Oh, yeah.
Year.
Yeah. Easy. Yeah.
By the numbers, it was a bad game for Jared Goff. But I will say, I don't think he was as bad as the numbers indicate. He had three interceptions, but one was on a tipped pass. Another one was where Sam LaPorta got basically de-cleated as he came out of his break on a quick slant. And it was a timing route. Goff was throwing that ball as LaPorta's coming out of his break and just didn't see or have time to react to LaPorta getting hit. So, you know, yeah, he threw the one pick that was definitely his fault.
Yeah, wow.
He could have had a pick six too that was dropped. Like definitely not Jared Goff's best game.
Yeah.
But no, not terrible either. And yet what I like, Ben, is that even when he's playing some of his worst football in 2 years, thereabouts, and there's a lot of turnovers, and he had the turnover on special teams as well, you still found a way to win. And I know it's the Bears, but the Bears do have some talent. Justin Fields is still a talented player. And listen, the Lions used to have to play perfect football to win games. And now your quarterback can play his worst game in 2 years. And you can score one touchdown in like the better part of three quarters, and you can still win a game. And I think that shows, I think this game, for as ugly as it was in a lot of different ways, it shows just how far the Lions have grown during this rebirth.
Yeah, I mean, a stat that we were used to covering on the other side was the Lions had a 1.8% chance to win with 4 minutes and 15. That's from ESPN Analytics. That's crazy. That's like diving off of a cliff to the other side of that spreadsheet. It's unbelievable. And you said it perfectly. The way they finished this game, it was like the explanation point, like, yeah, we know we effed up in this one, but like slam that door shut. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson punting that ball 50 yards into the stands after that. I've been calling it the strip sack safety clincher right there. I mean, the final, that was perfect football. The final 4 minutes and 15 seconds of that game for them.
Well, they had to play it too. They were down 12 points with, four plus minutes left. Like you said, one percent chance to win this game basically. And they did it. And their margin for error was nil. And their quarterback, who was making a lot of errors in that game, his margin for error went to nil. I mean, Goff was so good on those last couple drives. And so was David Montgomery, by the way. And he's played against his old team. And I really love the David Montgomery story. You know, he was a really good player in Chicago. His numbers could have been a lot better if he was playing for better teams and playing behind better offensive lines. If you look at some of the advanced metrics with, like, missed tackles and so on, I mean, he was one of the better running backs in the league. And then he comes to Detroit because he wanted to get away from the losing, which I always thought was kind of interesting. Detroit was always the place where players wanted to get away from the losing. And now you've got David Montgomery saying, I wanted to win, so I came to Detroit. And now he's winning and he's playing better than ever. And he's been one of the best running backs in the league and one of the best players in Detroit. Scored the game winner in Kansas City. He's got now 8 touchdowns in 7 weeks, Ben. The best start ever for a Lions player. And scored another game winner here against Chicago. Had 5 touches in that game-winning touchdown drive. 2 catches, 3 carries, including the winner there at the end. And it was just a really nice coronation for him because he has been such a big component to this, this 8-2 start.
And so much had to work out for the Lions to get to that point because, seriously, what a storybook ending, to be completely honest with you. Final 30 seconds, David Montgomery delivers the dagger to the heart of the Bears.
He was on the bench, too, and they brought him out, and it's like, I'm just nodding my head, like, yep, here we go. Yep.
Exactly, man. I mean, gosh, on a day where so much went wrong, it's shocking that this team has the ability to make so much go right and make you forget how ugly it was at times. I mean, honestly, Goff, yeah, 2 of his interceptions weren't really on him, but man, Jalen Johnson bailed him out twice, once at the end zone, once over the middle. And just like that's, I respect the way Jared Goff plays and handles himself so much further than I ever thought possible when he first got here. I mean, he really is the rock and the heartbeat of this team. And you saw that on full display today. I mean, he was awesome on those final 2 drives, just absolutely awesome. And just you mentioned the timing stuff. I think these last 2 games have been like a perfect blueprint for all the things we've been talking about in recent weeks and how precise this offense is. I mean, you see LaPorta get checked and it looks like he's 19 yards away from the ball. I mean, it happens that quick in this offense. And man, Jameson Williams, corner of the end zone, wide open, put those burners on to finish the post to the pylon. And just what we kind of talked about, gradual steps forward. Made a catch while taking a big hit today, makes that big play in the fourth quarter that really sparked the, wow, there's life in this building still somehow moment. And just so much went right in the final 5 minutes that you could fill an entire game story in the final 5 minutes.
And I did. Yeah. I look over at you at one point with 45 seconds left in the game. And I did a gun to my head motion just because I'm responsible for the game story. So I have, from the end whistle, I have basically 5 minutes or less to get a story up and then run. And I mean, run to the locker room. And there's so many flip and flops to the end of this game and so many points scored. I'm like, well, here we go. And of course, the Lions were behind by so much. So I was writing ahead. That's just kind of what we do. And that's another game story for the graveyard of game stories. But and just a remarkable finish to this game. And I'm glad you brought up J-Mo because, we have seen material gains from that kid. And I think he's really earned his flowers the last couple of weeks. And we've been critical. And I think criticism is fair in this game. And I think it's especially fair for a 12th overall pick. And but we've gone there. We've talked about the lack of development. And Ben, now we're seeing development. We're really seeing it. We've seen it in his blocking especially. And while the catches and yards weren't happening yet, you saw it in the way he was being used too. The Lions were trotting him out there in the late in the fourth quarter of these games. Like clearly they were trusting him on a level they hadn't before because of the route running issues and so on that led to lack of trust with Jared Goff. And now I think we're starting to see the turning of the tide with Jameson Williams. And today, again, what was it? 2 catches, I think.
Yeah.
He's not where he needs to be. But what you need to see at this point is development. And that is what we are seeing from Jameson Williams. The touchdown's great. Yep. The comeback doesn't happen without it. That's why you signed. That's why you drafted him. I get it. But I really liked the 3rd-and-1 play over the middle too, where he had to hang in there in some traffic, take a hit, hang on to the football, and he did that. And that was a big play. I think it led to a score, there in the second half. And so good stuff from J-Mo, man. Like they're putting him out there now in big moments, and he's delivering.
Exactly. And if you watch the post-game tunnel videos that the Lions share, which have been fantastic this season, it's J-Mo breaking down that touchdown. And this speaks to the level of trust that they are giving this kid. They're giving him his chances. I call him a kid, but they're giving him his chances. He said Amon-Ra St. Brown came up to him after they broke the huddle and said, go get it. It's coming. And he's just like, I already knew. I already knew that when I turned my head, that ball was going to be there. And it was. And it's just anything moving in the right direction with him getting this playbook, earning the trust across the board is great news for this already really good team and really strong offense.
And they need it. I mean, I said something to you. I think it was some point in the second half. Amon-Ra St. Brown had 6 catches, and I think the rest of the receiver group had 2 of them combined. So, you know, no Marvin Jones, you know, J-Mo coming along slower than people anticipated this year. There's a void in the depth in the receiver room. Amon-Ra is really, really good. I mean, that touchdown catch he had at the end of the first half, that's a big play that I think that we sometimes forget because of the dramatics at the end of the game. But in the first half, there were some real struggles by the Lions, and they were very fortunate to take a lead there at the end of the first half. I think there was like 11 seconds left or something when they drove the entire length of the field. And it was a very low pass to Amon-Ra St. Brown. He was able to basically pick it up off his shoe tops, give the Lions a lead. And that was a big play because they had made so many mistakes in the first half. And to be able to go into the locker room with a lead in a game like that, I mean, you know, I mean, they needed every point of that
exactly
in the second half. So it was a huge play by Amon-Ra, but they just don't have a lot behind him at receiver, right? They were able to prevail today despite it, but they do need more from those guys. And again, J-Mo, he's stepping up big. I really do have I personally have more confidence than ever that J-Mo by the end of the year will be able to help step into the void and provide the Lions the, you know, the balance they need in the passing game.
Yeah, they need, and this is no shots at Josh Reynolds or Khalif Raymond. They are integral parts of this offense. They have made the most of their looks, but this team needs a number two. This team needs an outside threat to pair with Amon-Ra St. Brown. And you talk about those two first half touchdowns. That is Ben Johnson at his best, because I will give props to the Bears and their much improved defense, because there was not much going on. That St. Brown touchdown does not happen without that pre-snap motion to get a linebacker in coverage on him. That is a beautiful matchup that Goff's going to throw every single time. And then the pitch to Gibbs, you send Rodrigo across the field. That's your battering ram. You do a delay, fake step, and you pitch it to the other side, and Gibbs walks in. So I just, everybody kind of stepped up when they needed him to the most. And that's the power of Ben Johnson in that first half, and then the power of Jared Goff to kind of bring it home in the final 5 minutes. And it's a good football team, man. Like we've said it multiple times. They're doing what good football teams have to do. With the Detroit Lions riding hotter than ever, now is the time to try MLive's new Dungeon of Doom Insider Tech service. Sign up now for a 14-day free trial, and then after that, it's only $4.99 a month to text with myself, to text with Kyle Monkey, and to text with Corey Woods. And not only are you going to get updates and analysis from us with some one-on-one individual conversations on the side, but you're going to be on the front line to be featured on MLive's Dungeon of Doom podcast when we come calling for mailbag questions. Once again, check out joinsubtext.com/Dungeon of Doom. 14-day free trial, $4.99 after that.
You mentioned that Gibbs touchdown, and I just wanted to highlight that real quick because I thought of all the things that I saw today. Okay, I really like the set with Jared Goff lining up at receiver on a direct snap. And I'll tell you right now, Ben, I'm going to predict right now on the air.
Yes.
That is setting up something else.
Love it.
That is not the end of that sequence. Right. I think we're going to see something totally different out of that play next week or somewhere down the line. I think it was a neat little play when I saw the setup. But like the David Montgomery just taking a direct snap and going right, it was kind of anticlimactic. And I really feel like Ben Johnson was putting down some film to branch off of that down the road. I think we're going to see some theatrics out of that set. But that notwithstanding, Ben, I really liked the Gibbs touchdown toss left. And I'm glad you brought that up because, man, he had the motion working to the right. It kind of cleared out some space. And you have to shout out Sam Laporta. Rookie tight end, obviously brought in because of his pass catching. Mm-hmm. And on that play, he's basically one-on-one in space. I don't have the play in front of me. I don't know who it was, but he's one-on-one in space and blocks his man for the entirety of that play. Yeah. And because of that, all Gibbs has to do, it's just a one-on-one play where he's beating one man to the pylon. And that, I mean, I'll take that any day. But, you know, if Laporta blows that block, obviously, that's a different kind of play. But great play call. I've really put Gibbs, one of your best space players, in total space. And then you had the rookie Laporta really carrying out his blocking to a T. I thought it was a fantastic play.
It was. You know, Gibbs wasn't involved in the rushing attack as he was today, but I really liked what I saw keeping him involved. I mean, I think he was the second leading receiver off the top of my head. And I really liked what I saw from what the offense wanted to do today. And that's, you know, it didn't really translate for 60 minutes, but I saw a very crisp vision from Ben Johnson. And it's just another emphatic statement that he's the top name on the market if there's a market.
It was another great, you know, fourth quarter from the Lions offense, back-to-back touchdown drives to finish this game and to win it again for the second straight week. But unlike last week, Ben, where the defense was just lapped and it was a track meet and the Lions defense was, I mean, it was inept, right, for large stretches of that game. in this game, while it started off badly against Justin Fields, I thought they improved and played pretty well down the stretch. Yeah, Fields got some yardage chunks and whatnot, but to allow, like, they allowed a touchdown the first drive of the game, yeah, and after that, they allowed just one touchdown the rest of the way. And when you consider the four giveaways, that's really remarkable stuff. Though I looked it up, Ben. Those four giveaways turned into 10 points.
Wow.
That's really good work from the defense. And when they needed, like, the third and one tush play, got a stop to force a field goal, that keeps it a 9-point game rather than something, you know, way more crooked and might be more difficult to come back from. And, of course, you had the three and out they forced between touchdown drives in the fourth quarter. And even after the game-winning touchdown by David Montgomery, the game wasn't over. They still needed one more stop. And Dan Campbell said after the game that he went to his guys on the sideline, is like, this is what you play for.
Yeah.
This is the moment. Go play your hearts out. Like, this is the moment. Go write your history. And that's exactly what Aiden Hutchinson did with the sack fumble there and kicked it to the end zone. And I thought it was a nice, like, after what happened in LA, Ben, where it was pretty ugly from the defense, I thought it was a very nice bounce back against a pretty talented Bears offense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Justin Fields, they were really getting him in space and moving him around early, and it was working early. He finished with 104 rushing yards, but I think 30 of those came on one really weird play where I think the Lions thought it was coming back because a couple guys had kind of stood there. There was a flag on the ground. So that was a weird one. But, like, outside of that run down the sideline, outside of that, the best pass I've ever seen from Justin Fields on the touchdown to DJ Moore. That was a thing of beauty. I mean, this was pretty strong defensive showing. And I just, the three core guys who continue to lift this group, it's Anzalone, it's Hutchinson, and it's McNeil. Those three guys, I mean, Hutchinson and McNeil are the pass rush right now. And Anzalone is a freaking, what? We talk about Jared Goff's growth. Alex Anzalone, the turnaround from 2021 to 2022 to 2023 is like,
you know where he ranks right now in terms of pass coverage among all linebackers and according to PFF?
I know it's top three.
Number one.
Wow. Number one. Yeah. I mean, it was just, he had 15 freaking tackles today. I mean, that's chasing down Fields. That's stopping Foreman, Herbert, and Johnson. I mean, outside of Fields running, the Bears were not able to run the ball very well. And I don't think Fields, outside of that deep shot to Moore, did much passing the ball. So it's like, the defense was handed a pretty tough test today with those four turnovers, and they freaking stood it because that QB sneak hold to force that field goal. We're going to talk about the JMO touchdown for sparking it, but that is what sparked it right there. That is what gave this, that is what kept this crowd in the building because they were getting ready to go there.
And it's what kept the Lions on the field. Yeah. I mean, like, if you give up a touchdown there, like, you are just so far out of this, and who knows what happens. But forcing the field goal, staying within 9 points, and there was one more field goal after that, so it was a 12-point game. But, like, they had their shots, and the Lions gave them their shots. There was four giveaways in this game. That third quarter, I mean, let's be frank, against a better team, maybe this game gets so far out of hand. Like, we saw that in Baltimore, right?
Mm-hmm.
A team with a mobile quarterback carves up the defense early, gets a big lead. The offense isn't doing much. It gets lopsided real quick. Maybe if the Bears were the Ravens, maybe we're looking at something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not. And, like, again, just to bring this conversation full circle, there was a time where the Lions, they had to play their best to beat anybody. And I don't care if it's the Bears. I don't care if it's a three-win team. Like, that's a talented team. That has a lot of talent. Justin Fields, dynamic player. And you played some of your worst football. You gave away the football four times. I should have looked it up. I don't know the last time the Lions gave away the football four times and won a game. And they did it. And they won, and they came back and they won, Ben. And it was a lot of great stuff from the offense, obviously, but the defense as well. We just had to give them their flowers. And you mentioned some of the core guys. I just wanted to shout out Cam Sutton as well, because after one of those, Goff had back-to-back interceptions early in this game. The Bears started with a touchdown. I was feeling some Ravens-esque kind of like vibes early on that the Lions could like wake up and be down 14 points before they even get going. And then Cam Sutton picks off that football and keeps the thing, this thing in hand. I just thought that was such a huge play for Detroit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, Brian Branch bounced back very well today. I think he had three tackles for loss. He's all over the field. And Jack Campbell, who has not had a great rookie season, I thought the work he did in the second half against the run was really, really fantastic. He met Herbert and Johnson at the line of scrimmage a couple times. So it's just, this was not the brutal defensive day. I had a lot of people in my mentions calling for AG's head once again. And I'm just kind of like, man, four turnovers, 26 points. That's a pretty good defensive showing. I mean, they did everything they had to do to give this offense a chance. And I mean, it wasn't perfect. The pass rush still leaves quite a lot to be desired outside of that final play. But like, man, they held it down. They really did held it down. I mean, it took Fields' best magic to kind of break them for big gains there. Outside of that first drive where they had like 6 10-yard gains and went down the field and scored. I mean, they really settled down and I felt kind of kept this within striking distance as we saw for 55 minutes.
And Brian Branch is a heavy hitter. Heavy. I remember noticing it in training camp, just like the way he hits, the sound of the hits, the way the offensive player reacts to his hits is just a little bit different, particularly for a guy his size. It's not like he's an enormous guy. And he had 2 tackles for loss of 6 yards each, took down Fields 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage as well. I believe he's now like tied for the team record for TFLs for a defensive back, a rookie defensive back.
There's a lot of records.
Yeah. I mean, he's playing real good football, Ben. I will say, though, I could do without the third down penalties away from the football, though. Mm-hmm. He had 2 of those today. Yeah. One of them was on 3rd and 15. Those are not good plays. You need to clean that up.
Yeah.
But I mean, the Lions obviously have a hell of a – I mean, he's a second-round pick. It's not even like he's like a deep draft pick, but I still think he's a huge value in the draft.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he helped set that physical tone so much, and this really was a physical game on both sides of the ball. A lot of big hitting today, and I just – Branch, it had been a little up and down for him in recent weeks, so being able to see him fly around like that today, it's like, all right, this kid's still the real deal. And it just, man, one of those guys that just kind of stepped up outside of those third downs and illegal contact, a holding. But yeah, that'll get cleaned up. He's a rook and they'll work on that with him for sure.
The Lions are now 8-2 for the first time since 1962. Where were you in 1962?
My dad wasn't born yet.
My dad was 1 year old. I think we're kind of dating ourselves right now, but my dad was 1 year old. Yeah. Shout out, Steve.
Yep, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, just a thought. Yeah.
It's Ben. We're seeing some remarkable football from the Lions. It's been a remarkable season to this point. And yeah, not all the games are clean. Mm-hmm. Last couple of, but you know, there's huge areas for cleanup. The Bears are still a last place team, and you needed a last second comeback to beat them. Like, there's clearly things to work on, but you are thrilled with the results. I mean, it's always better to learn in a victory, and the Lions have now 8 of them in 10 weeks. It's really remarkable stuff. They now lead the division going into Thanksgiving, which I hate to remind you, but it's only 4 days away. It's gonna be a long week.
This is one of those weeks.
Good stuff, Ben. We'll be back here very soon for Lions Packers on Thanksgiving. Crazy day, man.
Crazy day.
This has been Ben Raven and Kyle Mikey of MLive's Detroit Lions Beat. Thank you for listening to the Dungeon of Doom, an MLive Detroit Lions podcast. Make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Acast, Apple, Spotify, Google. Like I said, wherever you get them and listen to them, make sure to subscribe to the Dungeon of Doom. Thanks again.